So we have the red vestments on today for the martyrdom of Philip and James. And we have James mentioned in the first reading and Philip in the second reading with this question about, show us the Father, or request, show us the Father. And then Jesus gives this answer, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And, I remember somebody saying, a little kid, young person, elementary school, I want to see God with some skin on, we don't get to see God, but we want to see God, don't we? We have a longing to see God. God's a mystery, and so Jesus is saying, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. You've seen God. I'm all the revelation that you need. Now, when we meditate on the person of Christ, I have behind me the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I have over here the crucifix. We have the divine mercy. We have images of our Lord. And I tell people, this is another one of my elementary school things. I say, when we see the crucifix, we hear Jesus saying, I love you this much. The crucifix should be for us a symbol of the mysterious God, the God that we cannot see, the central symbol of our, the crib, the manger in Bethlehem should be for us a symbol of God who we cannot see. The life of Jesus. I read this morning that Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is, he is his own doctrine. Jesus is the teaching about God. And we look at his life and we see how he did. And we think about the works that he did. And Philip would have gotten to witness to see the things. We see creation. If you don't believe me, believe the works that I do. St. Paul tells us so clearly, creation is evidence of God. Period. Full stop. End of argument. It's done. You can't argue with that. Being itself is proof. If you don't believe me, believe the works that I have done. So, all of this, I want to talk just for one second about Pamukkale. Where is Pamukkale? You've never heard of it. Hierapolis. Maybe you've never heard of Pamukkale or Hierapolis. It's in Turkey. It's where Philip was martyred. I got to visit there a year ago, a year and a half ago. On the one hand, it's amazing, incredible, unbelievable. On the other hand, it's heartbreaking and disappointing. It's heartbreaking and disappointing because it's just the Church of St. Philip the Apostle, the location of his martyrdom, is just ruins. Just the birds are pooping on the altar and whatever. It's horrible like that, On the other hand, it's incredible to stand there in this place, where Philip was stoned to death. You go down the road, we have the Church of St. John the Apostle. St. John the Apostle, the evangelist, the beloved disciple. It's in ruins, just ruins. But Pamukkale itself has these incredible hot springs that flow over this cliff, and they turn this whole cliff white. And Pamukkale means something like cotton in Turkish. And the hot springs from that So the tour guide said you had the hot water came from Pamukkale, and you had the cold water that came from the mountains off in the distance. And they had set up these aqueducts to bring the hot and the cold water down into the cities to be used. You had hot water that was that had a wonderful function in the industry of the day, and you had this cold water that equally had a function. And when John says in the book of Revelation, be hot or be cold, but don't be lukewarm, you could see Pamukkale and the mountains from the place that he wrote that letter to. And so it was a really fascinating trip to go to Turkey and see all these places and stand in the place where Philip was martyred. And we pray today for Philip and James, to pray for the church and for a renewal of the church throughout the world.